Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Yo.
So you can hear me. How are you this morning, young man?
I am great. How about yourself?
I'm fine. So, for the podcast listeners out there, just introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, all that good stuff, and then three things you are grateful for.
All right. What's good, everybody? My name is TJ Manning. What I do is I'm currently a soccer coach as well as a personal trainer for soccer. You said three things I'm grateful for.
Yes, sir.
Three things I'm grateful for. Firstly, family. Family is always key. My girlfriend, man, she keeps my head on straight. And lastly, the gift that God has given me. I feel like if God didn't give me the gift that I have, I wouldn't be obviously in the position that I am, that I'm in today.
Okay, fair enough. I actually want to, let's continue down that rabbit hole of your gift. Mm-hmm. What is, okay, well, it's a two-part question, and you can answer each part, in either part, in whatever order. Okay. It doesn't matter, but part one is like, what do you feel like your gift is? And the second part to that question is, how did you find out you had this gift? Like, when was it that you were like, ooh, I got this thing that I'm really gifted at. Let me go ahead and tap into it.
Right. Well, for me, it had to start somewhere. So for me, it was growing up playing basketball. Obviously, you know, we're pretty much a basketball family, athletic family, and then just kind of exploring soccer. So just kind of finding out, oh, I like this sport. Let's give it a go. You know, I give it a go. I end up being, you know, for me, really good at it. Been playing soccer since I was, you know, 6 or 7. So to kind of go off of that, with where I am now and coaching, is just like the, I guess, the creative mindset. I feel like by me playing soccer, I have developed a lot of skills, a lot of different, different mindsets and creativity. So now I'm able to incorporate those skills that I learned from playing and apply it, you know, in a different direction to help others. So I feel like my talent or my gift is being able to give the advice and to be able to help grow others, you know, the way that I grew, if not even better. I don't know if that really answers your question.
It definitely does. I do think that, and the reason I wanted you to share that is because often people don't think that they have a gift. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't think that they're good at something. Like, right. They see other people going towards stuff and they're like, oh, they're so natural at, like, oh, they're so good at. But what they fail to understand is, like, they probably had things that they were doing, you know, the last couple of years that they in turn developed a skill set.
Yeah.
And that skill set probably came naturally to them. They probably were bored at work or bored at whatever activity it was because it was too easy, because they were naturally gifted at it. So I just think I just wanted you to share that, because like, it's oftentimes like you don't really know what your gift is until you kind of look back over your life and like, oh wow, I did have a natural inclination for that. Yeah. I didn't know that I was actually gifted at that. I thought it was just boredom and I just didn't want to try hard.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted you to share that, because that can be an inspiration for somebody who, you know, might be in a certain stage in life where they don't know what their gift is and how to proceed with it. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think also, you know, to piggy off that, a lot of us don't know what our gifts are because, you know, we don't see the little details. You know, you think about everything you do in life, whether it's sports, work, at home, everything has little details. Mm-hmm. So think about how you carry yourself, you know, doing those little details, and your goal, your gifts could be within those little skills. So, you know, for instance, if you're working, you know, the job is easy, but you're like, I don't know what my gift is. Maybe you're really good at communicating with higher role management or like CEOs. So, you know, you have really good communication skills and you can take that and, you know, market it in your own way, if that makes sense.
Shoot, or maybe even better, like, shoot, maybe your skill is just efficiency. So why everybody thinks you're lazy, you just found an easier, more effective way to do it. And you don't realize you're being efficient. Mm-hmm. You just cap it as being lazy. So there's always ways to do things and more efficient ways to do things. So, but like you said, it's literally just a matter of taking a look at, you know, what you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
How you're going about doing it. So let's talk about this gift of yours. So you started at a very young age, you know, I obviously know your story a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my Keurig back there. Don't fit. But take us through, I guess, really quickly, like your journey as far as, you know, from a younger age to where you are now. You know, like it doesn't have to be anything in depth, but just give the people a look at how this gift was cultivated.
Yeah. So, like I said, you know, grew up playing basketball, then was introduced into soccer. Began playing it. Then I was, you know, playing at a high level, playing for really high level clubs. If, you know, if people are familiar with the clubs of like King's Hammer and Cup here in the Cincinnati area, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area. Went on to play college at UC Claremont. I guess I'm going out of order, but before that, attended Reading High School, did some really good, big things there. Ended up becoming first team all region. So that's obviously Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, first team all region. Then went on to play 1 year in college at UC Claremont, like I said. My freshman year, I was top five. I was top five in our league and conference in goals and assists as a freshman, and ended up becoming second team All-American my freshman year. I only played 1 year. After that, I stopped playing, just went for school, realized school wasn't for me. And I think that's when I had to realize what my gift was, because I stopped attending school. So I'm like, okay, I can either choose to just work the rest of my life, or I can use the skills or the gift that I had, which was soccer. You know, and I also had, you know, of course, you and, you know, other family and friends, you know, saying, have you ever thought about being like a personal trainer? And, you know, at first it was just a food for thought, just thought about it. And I'm like, I could, but I don't think it's for me. You know, I don't think that's something that I can do. So, I already kind of psyched myself out of it. Mm-hmm. And then come later down the road, childhood club that I played for called Jenga, also here in the Cincinnati area. One of the coaches there was like, hey, would you be willing to run a summer camp? And I'm like, me dealing with a whole bunch of kids and trying to come up with drills and, or not really drills, but like come up with like fun games and sessions for my first time, I'm not sure. But, you know, at that point, I'm like, man, they're paying me, but what do I have to lose? I give it a go. You know what I'm saying? It's a childhood club. I loved it there. So it's like, what do I have to lose? I get paid whether I like it or not, you know? Mm. So after the first camp, you know, the first day was a little nerve-wracking, of course, because I've never met the kids. They never met me. But I think what really helped was like the kids just clinged on to me like within that first day, within the first couple hours, man. They just clinged on to me. And so I think that's kind of when I realized, like, man, this – and then I enjoyed it as well. You know, that's when I realized, like, this is really enjoying. Like, I love this. And then that's when it kind of clicked in my head, like, oh, so these past months or year, you know, to a year where people were telling me you should be a coach or a trainer, like, now I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it in the process. So then I'm like, you know what? After I ran, I did. So after that first camp, I ended up doing two more camps, you know, so it was pretty much the same kids for the camp. And like, they just kept clinging on to me, man. And I loved it. And that's when I found my gift and my skill of I'm good with kids, little children, you know, older kids. I'm good with them and I can work with them as well as teach them, you know, soccer skills. Yet alone life skills, you know, become a better athlete and person than I am. That's the goal, man. Like, to get the youth to grow up better than we are. And after all that, after the camps, they were like, hey, how do you feel about coaching? You know, obviously I went back into that, I'm not sure mindset, but I'm like, once again, what do I have to lose? So, you know, I give it a go. I go to the tryouts, you know, see some of the same familiar faces. Still learning names, of course, because it's a bunch of kids. You know, after the tryout, you know, had the little parent meetings and stuff like that. And I ended up coaching two teams in the fall, and it just kind of kicked off from there, man.
So when did you get into coaching? How old were you? What's that timeline that you ran the first camp?
Yeah. So this is actually literally last year of July.
Oh, wow. So post pandemic, during pandemic type of.
Yeah, the pandemic was still obviously going on, but you know, the whole quarantine was lifted, and the choice of if you want to wear a mask or not, you know, it was around that time frame.
Yeah. No, that's dope because a couple things that you said, and I can definitely identify with it for sure, is what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
And I think, and I read a lot of biographies and, you know, autobiographies about, you know, important historical figures. And that's one of the key traits, is that whatever task that they were going into, they literally went into it with that type of mindset. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Because at that point, like, you know what I mean? You're fully and throwing yourself at whatever task it is, and you're not, you know what I mean? It's like, I forgot. It was a famous explorer. I think his name was Cortez, but him and his shipmates, they went to some random island to go conquer the island, and all his troops was kind of scared, or, you know, kind of worried, like, are we going to get back home? Like, whatever. Yo, so while he was asleep, he burned the ships. He said, look, either we going to come off of this island alive, or we going to die on this island. Those are our only two choices. So, and that, like, when you said we have, like, I have nothing to lose, like, that's the mindset. Like, and I think that's very important.
Yeah, for sure.
In order to, you know, accomplish anything in life.
Yeah, most, for sure.
Most things.
Yeah, because it's like if you go, I mean, because if you think about it, if you go in with the uncertainty of, like, am I going to like it or not? You're already kind of psychologically psyching yourself out that you're not going to like it. Whether you think that or not, like, that's 90% of the outcome. Like, if you go in half-heartedly, like, you're going to, you know, it's not going to end out the way you want it to, you know?
Exactly. So if you had to talk to your, you know, 15, 16, I would say 18, 19-year-old self, but that's not too far. Not far back enough. So if you had to talk to yourself as a freshman in high school,
yeah.
What is what are a couple pieces of advice that you'd give your younger self as you were, you know, starting out of high school?
Ooh. I always tell myself this. I wish I saved my money early. I've never, I mean, you know, like, I had you tell me, I had mom tell me, like, you need to start, you know, because I was referencing, say, soccer, and she would always tell me, you need to save your money. And at the time, I didn't have, of course, no bills, I didn't have a car, so I would, anytime I got money, I would just go and spend it on food. And when it came time to get a car, she told me, she said, okay, now that you have a car, you're paying for your own gas. And that's where it started. And there was one time I worked a weekend and I got the money and I spent it on food. And the next week came around and I needed gas. And I had no money. So I had to scavenge any type of way to get money for gas for that 1 week. And that's when it really hit me, like, dang, I really should have saved my money. And not only, you know, just from the aspect of, you know, for a car, just, I mean, granted, I was able to pay for school, you know, the time I wasn't, you know, cash. I have no student debt, no loans or anything. But just for, like, now, if I would have saved my money then, think about how much I would have invested in myself now. That's one of the things I would tell myself. And just also, I wish I cut a lot of people off early, like a lot of so-called friends early. Yeah, man, sometimes those so-called friends, they can slow you down. I mean, not saying, like, you know, that's their intention is to block you from whatever you're doing, but whenever you know, you have a goal in mind, and you're trying to get to that goal, you don't need any distractions, man. So whether, you know, for me, it was the game system, which I also sold like a year ago. That was a big improvement. Once I sold that game system, you know, that's why I'm in the position I'm in now. I'm not spending time playing the game or going hanging out with friends. Like, I'm trying to get myself together so later in life I can have fun. You know, put the work in now so you can have fun later. And I think back in high school, I had the opposite mindset. I wanted to have fun now. And, you know, I didn't know that I would have to work hard later. I would say those are like the two to three biggest things I would tell myself. And of course, you know, what do you have to lose? You know, go for it. But yeah, those are some things I would tell myself.
So if somebody out there is listening and they want to get in contact with you, let's say I need to work on my soccer skills. I'm trying to get right for this upcoming soccer season in a couple months. How do they get in touch with you?
Right now, I'm by phone number. You can send me a message, shoot me a text message, or you can DM me on Instagram at National Team TJ. I'm still in the works of obviously trying to grow my business. So I look forward to opening like a website to where it's more person friendly. That way they can just, you know, obviously Google the website, get on there, boom. If you need to reach me, email me, or, you know, however the process goes for me. So,
amen. All right, man. Well, appreciate you hopping on the podcast, and I'm going to go ahead and call you as soon as we hop on so we can get that business situated.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Peace.
All right, peace.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.